I'm visiting with Damian Mason, and Damian, it's great to see you again. I think we first met at a national agri-marketing conference, and looking forward to hearing your profound comments to the OH Cruise Grand Opportunities event with their dealer customers here. You know, we usually like to do these interviews to get a few takeaways, you know, from a presenter. I'm kind of curious to what kinds of things you might say to the group like this.
Well, first off, Chuck, thanks for saying that. And yes, it was April 19th in Kansas City at the National Agri-Marketing Association. As I already said right before we went on air, are you sure you can suffer through my program again? But no, we do have some new nuggets in here. We have some new stuff. What's going to change between what you saw? We were in front of an agri-marketing group, and I was funny, but I also delivered a message about what I would do if it was my job to be the public relations man for the business of agriculture. That was one of the things I really kept going back to in my theme, how I prepared for that thing in April. For these people, the OH Cruise and the grain and milling, obviously they sell feed to these people who sell it to retail customers. So what I kind of thought about my whole flight out here, I started jotting down notes. What would I want to know? What would I want an outsider to tell me if I was in the business as an independent feed dealer? So I'm going to make sure I tell a couple of stories in here that relate to customer service. It's got an ag theme. It's going to be funny. They're going to have a good time. But I'm going to talk about me as a small business person, because what I do is I sell presentations to corporate events where I can get up, make people laugh, and make them think. I'm a small business just like they are. They don't sell bags of feed. They sell solutions. They sell peace of mind. They sell a lot of things that really aren't bags of feed. Just like I don't really sell shows on a stage. I sell entertainment. I sell feel good. I sell happiness. I sell thought. That's what we're going to try and convey tonight, in between laughing and having a good time and relishing the fact that we're all agricultural people.
I've visited with several of them today, and as a small businessman myself, even though I don't farm and I certainly don't have a feed mill or a retail outlet to sell feed, it's amazing how much you have in common when you're in business. And, of course, I do work in the ag communications business, and that helps too. But how hard, if it is hard for you, is it to take what are some of the challenges we face as businessmen and these folks too, and find ways to, I don't say make fun of it, make light of it?
Well, comedy's comedy, and there is a universal aspect to that. I can make these people laugh. I've been funny my whole life. I'm not being arrogant, but that's what I do. I am in the business of providing comedic entertainment. I know I can make these people laugh, but there's got to be the tie-in that makes it more relevant to them. So, yeah, funny is funny, but there's the relevance of I'm a country kid. I piddle with cattle. I wear cowboy boots. I've been raised on a farm. I've bottle-fed calves, and I buy bags of feed. There's relevance and tie-in right there. From the standpoint of small business, I make a point that a long time ago, I used to think that my show was about me and my jokes and my presentation. And after a few setbacks and a lot of maturity that we all go through as small business people, it dawned on me, especially after 9/11 when I had to rebuild my business, it didn't mean a whole hell of a lot about me and my material and my jokes and my stage presence. What really mattered was the people in that room, because without them, there's no need for me on that stage. Same thing that I guess I'm going to communicate to these people. Yeah, there's a lot to do with the way they run their feed store. But without those people coming to the door and getting something besides a bag of feed, there is no need for that feed store. That's what I want to communicate to these people tonight. That's the universal aspect of small business people. We don't care so much about this government shutdown, and we don't care so much about Wall Street numbers on a day-in and day-out basis, because we're busy running our small business.
When people walk away from hearing you tonight, what's the number one or the main thing you'd like them to think about, either whether it's you or the material you presented?
I want him to say that was a lot of fun. It was funny. Boy, that was what we needed for the end of a big day. But, you know, that guy had a couple of really good points. He's a farm kid. He's an ag guy just like me. But he also knows about business. That's what they need to go with. And if they take a few nuggets, along with the humor, along with the camaraderie, along with the feel-good, my job's done.
Perfect. Great answer. And I'm looking forward to not only hearing you again, but I know you're going to have some fresh stuff for us here tonight. So thanks for taking a few minutes here before we get started at this OH Cruise Grand Opportunities event. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.